Have you been to downtown Carrboro recently? You might have noticed that new brewery in the 300 East Main Street complex, taking over for yesteryear's Vecino Brewing Company, is open now, has been open. They've got that really cool patio out front, much expanded from the previous location. And this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, they're going to be doing their official grand opening party with a lot of specials, a lot of great beer, a lot of terrific food. I've been there. I can vouch for it. And a really cool program to give back to the community as well. And we are joined here in the studio by David Larson, who is the brewmaster at Vecino Brewing Company, also formerly with Yesteryears. David, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're more than welcome.
And I was there, when was I there? Like about a week ago or
about
so?
About a week ago on Sunday.
It was a really, really terrific event with amazing beer, amazing food, and the space is incredible. Like I was there in Yesteryears before, and the renovations that y'all have done out front and inside are just terrific.
Oh yeah. No, I mean we tripled the size of the bar. We more than doubled the size of the tap room, the outside area. It's so inviting. The garage door, it's just crazy.
Yeah, the garage
exciting.
Door that you can open up to the outside world.
Yep.
Yeah, you can see the giant things. What are they called on the side?
Yes. Our brew house and our fermenters and everything. Yeah, it's right there. I was trying to figure out what giant things we're talking about.
You know, those things that you use to make the beer. Tanks, yes, there we go. So, yeah, so tell us about Vecino. Who is involved and how did it get its start?
Okay, last May I met two gentlemen, Ken and Don, and we just formed a relationship and said, let's take this thing to the next level. And in the midst of that, we were still Yesteryears back then, and they were like, my wife and I were talking about a brand change. Somehow or another, it came up in a conversation later with Ken and Don, an attorney, and so it sort of just melded. Through about 1,000-something names, Vecino popped out, and Vecino means neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a strong feeling of giving back to the community. To Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and the surrounding area. And that's what we're going to be doing, is giving back and being part of the community.
That's
so
really
it's
cool.
A big thing.
So tell us about the grand opening party. Starts tomorrow, runs through Sunday. I know y'all are already open, but the grand opening is this weekend.
Yeah,
what's it going to entail?
We've been open, and thanks everybody who's like just totally exploded the place, which has been great.
Yeah.
The grand opening starts tomorrow, Friday. Starts at 4 o'clock and goes until 12 or after, but we're going to have specials on beers on Friday, where all of our house beers are $1 off.
Nice.
All of our $4, I'm sorry, and then all of our guest taps are $1 off. And then on Saturday, we got Saturday appetizer specials, and then Sunday sandwich specials.
Nice.
But we'll have music, we'll have giveaways every hour. We have a text club, which they can become a part of so they can get more specials down the road. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the coming few days. But yeah, no, just a lot of stuff coming up.
And the beginning of the Brewing Neighbors program too, right?
Brewing Neighbors, yeah. This month in May, Venable, our Venable Black Lager, and for those who don't know, Venable was one of the original names of Carrboro.
Mm-hmm.
The Venable Black Lager, 10% of all the sales from that beer will be donated to the Scott B. Scholarship, which Mr. Bertram, who started Townsend Bergstrom, passed away not too long ago, and they started the scholarship to help children get into the outdoors. And we felt strong enough that it's a local charity with us. We actually have done things with Townsend Bergstrom that we want to continue it on with them. So we made them our first Brewing Neighbor feature beer of the month. So yeah, the Venable Black Lager, come and drink it. It's a great beer. It's an easy drinking beer. And 10% of those proceeds go back to the scholarships.
Awesome. Speaking with David Larson again, brewmaster with Vecino Brewing Company, now open in downtown Carrboro in the 300 East Main Street complex, celebrating their grand opening with a big party all weekend long, beginning tomorrow and running through Sunday. And I've had a chance to taste the beers, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But talk about the food as well. Like, the kitchen is terrific, and you know, when you sort of start to make a list of all of the really good restaurants in Carrboro, you may not think there's that many, and then you start rattling them off, and there's so many right in that space, and the food at Vecino is just right in there as one of the best places in Carrboro, just right from the get-go.
Yeah, we've had just totally nothing but compliments about the food. I mean, Leah, who came in as our executive chef, is probably one of the most creative spirits I've seen. And one thing we told her was, we don't want your typical bar food. We don't want those fried wings. We don't want the French fry. We don't want all this kind of stuff. We want to do something totally out of the box.
Yeah.
And so we did. We got not your normal nachos. We have house-made pretzels every day. They're made fresh daily.
Go back to the not-so-normal nachos. What makes them not-so-normal?
You'll find pickled vegetables on them.
Nice.
You'll find the black-eyed peas on them. It's just, I come from where, you know, give me cheese and give me give me chips and I'm happy. But I had another set of nachos last night and I was like blown away again. I mean, every time I had the grilled cheese and when she puts her housemade, she makes her housemade pickles. And when she puts those in there and you can add bacon, you can add an egg. We have a potato pancake, which we just renamed. I'll be honest with you, I don't know the new name, but it's a potato pancake with a fried egg on greens. And the food is just amazing.
Yeah.
And so, all shareables.
Yeah. So that's the food. Let's talk about the beer, because the beer is terrific, too. And I was sort of emailing back with you and Steve Balcombe about it. It's like, oh, what beer did you try? And I was like, we tried this one and this one and this one and this one. It's like, man, you were there a long time. It's like, no, you just share it with the couple of people that you're with, and they're all terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what are you? You've got a couple of bottles here.
Yeah, we have the I have the Wright Brothers Rye IPA and the Pozzo, which is our Belgian lager. And now we are, because of my brew system has not been up, and actually hopefully tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. I'll start brewing again. We had the Dr. Reaper, which was our pepper beer.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, though, we are actually tapping the Munster Mash, which at the state fair, it was deemed the can I say this? Best damn beer.
Yeah.
ask
forgiveness, not permission. Yeah.
But it's cool that we got the Cascadian Black IPA. Different beers, but it appeases to a lot of different people. The Venable Black Lager, easy drinking, like I said before. The Dr. Reaper, I talked about it, but it gives you that little hint of pepper on the back, made with Carolina Reapers. And getting ready to brew our Son of Wybo, our single IPA, our Freight Train, which is one of our flagships, named after Elizabeth Cotton's song.
And it's all real good. Like, I'm an IPA guy. I got a glass of that lager, that Pozzo lager, and it was terrific. Like,
you
wouldn't think an IPA guy, like, oh, I'm going to go for the lager when there's three IPA. I'm like, this is the best one right here, and they're all terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah. So speaking with David Larson again, Vecino Brewing Company, what's coming up for you beyond the grand opening, and how can people find out more information?
You can check us out on Facebook at Vecino Brewing. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. You can also go to vecinobrewing.com and just come on by the tap room. Come on by the tap room and experience it. The cool thing is you put your order in, and we have our servers that come out. They take your order. You never have to leave your table again to get up in that line. We can actually even check you out at the table.
Awesome.
That's how cool it is.
Really cool. Again, Vecino Brewing Company right there in the 300 East Main Street complex. Go there, check it out. You won't regret it. Great food, great drinks, great space, great patio out in front, and really terrific people behind it. Dave Larson, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.